pray, shall we? As we come now, we're going to think about the Christmas story. We've seen it acted out, but what does that Christmas story mean to us today? Let's pray, shall we, before we think about it together. Lord, as we come to think about the Christmas story, please help us to listen carefully and learn lots. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, as we count down to Christmas, you'll see, hopefully coming up on the screen, there's three words to remember, two questions that I want to ask you, and one present to open. It's a countdown to Christmas. Three words to remember, two really important questions that I'm going to ask you, and one present sat behind me that we are going to open. But before the countdown begins, 30 seconds together, I wonder if anyone can tell me what the link is between those four pictures on the screen. You've got 30 seconds to work out the link between those four pictures. Go, chat, discuss. I'm coming for answers in a moment. Okay, we've got a few hands up at the back. We've got a few hands up at the front. Why don't we shout out together? What's the keyword? Countdown. Well done. Of course, we've got the countdown top right to a rocket taking off, the big dramatic 10 all the way down to 1. We've got the countdown to the fireworks on New Year's Eve. We've got the classic countdown clock for the older generations in here. And of course, nothing more exciting than the countdown to Christmas itself. Now, I imagine if you're a young person here, you've got something in your house that you open every single morning of December to help you with that countdown. Who could tell me what it is? Yeah, it is Advent calendar. I've got mine here. Okay, here's my Advent calendar. And if you're anything like me, you open a new window every morning and you smile to yourself, not just because there's a chocolate inside, but because you are another day closer to Christmas. The countdown to Christmas has begun. 17 days gone, right? Which means how many days remaining? What is it? Do your maths. Yeah, Suki, 8 days remaining. The countdown to Christmas is on. Well, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have Advent calendars like we do, but they were still counting down to Christmas. In fact, God's people have been waiting years and years and years for the promised king to come. And then he came. And then he came, as we've seen this morning, in the most remarkable way, born as a little baby in a manger. This is what's been read out to us already. The virgin, that's Mary, will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, with that verse in front of you, who can tell me what they think the three words are that we need to remember? Sum up Christmas in three words with that verse on the screen. What do you reckon? What do you reckon it is? There's a clue near the end. The name Emmanuel. What does it mean? Shout it out. God with us. That is Christmas in three words. God with us. Or to put it another way, God showed up. The all-powerful Creator God came to live in the world he created. The God who made the stars was born under the very stars that he made, which is stunning, isn't it? That little baby in the manger was God. 10 little fingers, 10 little toes, a little heart beating inside his little chest, fully God and fully man. Stunning. Here's my question for you, and I want you to chat about this question for a moment. And the question is this: how low did God go? God came down at Christmas into our world. Your question: how low did God go? And can you see that verse on the screen? Because this will help us, I think. If we understand God's starting position, we'll understand how low God had to go. This is what it says: who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. If that's God's starting position, your question: how low did God go at Christmas? Chat, how low did God go? What do you think? A word maybe, a sentence maybe. If God came down from heaven to earth, how low did he go? I don't want a measurement, by the way, in miles or kilometers. So I'm not after an exact distance. I'm after a word that captures how far God came down. What do we reckon? Someone give us a word, shout it out. How low did God go? Lowest, he went to the lowest. How low did God go? All the way down to earth. He went very, very low. You see, our great God, you see that on the screen? So high is his position, so exalted and above things is he, that he has to stoop down even to look upon the things of this world. Yet at Christmas, he came even lower. He didn't just stoop to look, he came to live. That's the message of Christmas. God came down. But what's even more amazing is why? Why did God leave the highest heaven and come down into our world at Christmas? Well, the answer comes actually a couple of verses earlier in verse 21 of Matthew's account. This is what we read. She, that's Mary again, will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came at Christmas to be our Savior. He came to save people. And as you read on in Matthew's Gospel, the account of Jesus' life, you can see just how he did that. Because the little baby that was placed in the manger grew up to be a man. God himself lived life perfectly, and then he died on a cross to take away our sin so that we can be friends with God forever. Everything we've ever done, thought, and said that is not right, that maybe hurts other people and hurts God, Jesus came as our Savior to take those things away. He came to open up the gates to heaven. He came to save people like you and like me. So Christmas in three words, what is it? God with us. And he came to be with us in order to die for us. But as the countdown continues, those three important words are followed by two important questions that I want to ask you this morning. And the questions are these: do you believe it? And will you share it? You see, the nativity that you've seen acted out so brilliantly this morning isn't a made-up story. It doesn't begin with, once upon a time, there was a lady called Mary. She had a baby, she got married, and they lived happily ever after. No, this is a real story. The angels in the sky were real. The shepherds on the hills were real. Mary was real. She really had a baby. Joseph was real. And of course, the baby in the manger itself was real. The question for you this morning is, do you believe it? You know it. You know the story. But do you believe it? Do you believe the story of Christmas? And if you do believe it, Will you share it? Because that's exactly what the shepherds did, when they found out it was true. This is what we read in Luke's account of when the angels met the shepherds. And when the angels had left, you remember they went back into heaven so elegantly. When they'd gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off. They didn't hang around to find out. They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had to say. They went to look. They saw that it was true. And they sprinted off to tell everyone. Why? Because the good news of Christmas, the good news of God with us, of Almighty God coming down into this world to be our Savior, is the best news ever. It doesn't just change things in this life, it changes forever. And so we have three words to remember: God with us. Two questions to ask yourself: do I believe this? And if I do, will I share it? And then finally, we have one present to open, which has been sat there behind me all the time, waiting to be opened. So give me a little wave if you want to open the present and have what's inside. Okay, that's one present and a lot of people. So here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to play a little game, okay? It's called Heads and Tails. I've got a coin in my pocket, okay? Everyone's going to stand on their feet, so everyone needs to be up. You're going to have to vote. Everyone up on your feet. You're going to have to vote either heads or tails, okay? So I'm going to toss the coin. If you think it's going to land on heads, you've got to vote first. So you vote heads, or if you think tails, tails, okay? Heads and tails. Very simple. If you get it right, you remain standing. If you get it wrong, you sit down. And the last man, woman, boy, girl that is standing can come and receive the gift and have what's inside. Make sense? Okay, we're ready. Need to vote then. Heads or tails? Let's vote. Heads or tails? You need to vote now because the coin is in the air and it's landed on heads. So if you're a tail, if you voted tails, sit down. Heads remain standing. Okay, vote again. Heads or tails? Tails never fails. Let's see. Tails. So heads down we go. We're down to just a few. Not many of our younger ones still standing. Let's vote now. Heads or tails? Are we voting? Is that a tail, that lolly? That's a tail. Heads it is. Who's left? We got Suwena and Haley. We've got a few heads left. Vote again, heads or tails? Tails it is. Who have we got left? Joan and Pat. Heads. We're going heads. We've got Mary still in. Mary, are you still in? Lily. Tails it is. Oh, is that everyone? Is that everyone gone at the same time? Maisie. Is it Maisie left? Go on then, Maisie. Up you come, Maisie. You can open our presents. Just one present. Maisie's going to come and open. Come and open it, Maisie. Rip it open. You're going to rip it open and tell us what's inside. It's all yours. Well, let's open inside. What's inside? What's inside? What's in there? Nothing. It's empty. How sad's that? The box is empty, isn't it? I will have something for you then, Major, don't worry. I'll come get some in the end. We see when the box is empty, see what everyone does? I saw people's faces. You're all gutted for Maisie, right? But let me tell you, Christmas without Jesus is empty. It's just like that. All the buzz, all the build-up, all the excitement, all the preparation, all the planning, all the countdown, the advent calendar every day, the families coming, all the build-up. But in the end, Christmas without Jesus is empty. Which is why I want to say to everybody this morning, enjoy the countdown to Christmas. Enjoy everything that comes with Christmas, all the family and the friends and the food and the chocolates and the fun and the laughter and the games. But please don't forget what it's all about. Maybe just for a moment on Christmas Day, as you're rifling through your presents, remember Christmas in three words. What is it? God with us. Two questions for you. Do you believe it? Do you in your heart, do you believe it? And if you do, will you share it? And remember that Christmas without Jesus is empty. But Christmas with Jesus, in contrast, is full. It's full of life, it's full of hope, and it is full of joy. And so we're going to stand to sing as we think about that joy. Christ our Saviour is born. Joy came down at Christmas. So let's stand together. It's a song that comes with actions on the screen. If you think you know the actions, or if you don't even know the actions, come and join me at the front. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.